With SRN News, I'm Craig Clugston in Washington. The International Atomic Energy Agency says U.S. strikes on a major Iran nuclear plant were highly effective. At a briefing in Vienna, the IAEA's Rafael Grossi said it appears the American bunker buster bombs penetrated deep into the Fordo site, which was the primary target.
Given the explosive payload utilized and the extreme vibration sensitive nature of centrifuges, very significant damage is expected to have occurred.
At the White House, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt was definitive about the outcome of Operation Midnight Hammer, saying the U.S. took away Iran's ability to create a nuclear bomb. She also said President Trump's social media post about regime change was just simply raising a question, and that the administration's posture has not changed. Overseas, European nations are working to keep alive diplomatic efforts to curb the Israel-Iran war. Calls for the Iranian government to enter talks with Washington appeared to fall on deaf ears as the regime reached out to Russia instead. Diplomats are expressing concern about the potential for Iranian retaliation that could spark a wider war. Summer heat is back in a big way, and so is the humidity. A heat wave hitting the Midwest and eastern U.S.
Meteorologist Brian Hurley of the National Weather Service says sweltering temperatures are mostly over the Midwest right now, but are moving east.
Where temperatures by Tuesday probably going to be exceeding 100 degrees over the major cities.
Hurley says relief should come by the end of the week.
By the time we get to Friday and Saturday, we're going to be looking at highs generally in the 70s, and maybe even upper 60s across parts of New England.
I'm Donna Water.
And this is SRN News. The Barna Group has issued a wide-ranging report on America's pastors.
The poll reveals that upwards of 90% of our clergymen remain strong in their faith, and while most of them are not getting rich, they are financially stable and a bit better off than the average layman. However, the Barna report also indicates that when it comes to health, physical, and emotional, pastors are doing worse than the general population. They also lag behind in the quality of their personal relationships. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Democratic Party has built up a big fundraising advantage in the gubernatorial and legislative races in Virginia. Democrats who already control the legislature are hoping to keep or expand their thin majority and amend the state's constitution to enshrine both abortion and gay marriage. Virginia is one of two states, along with New Jersey, that hosts statewide elections in the off year. Some expect the results to be a foreshadowing of the 2026 midterm elections. This is SRN News. It was a scary scene outside a Michigan church yesterday.
The shooting happened at Cross Point Community Church in Wayne. The church's pastor, Bobby Kelly Jr., telling the Detroit News that a church member ran the suspect over with his truck, giving the security guard time to shoot him. Police described the suspect as a 31-year-old white male. Pastor Kelly says the security guard was shot in the leg. No one else was hurt. About 150 people were attending the service. I'm Julie Walker.
Five people were taken to a North Carolina hospital after a flight from Miami hit turbulence last night. The fasten seatbelt sign was on when American Airlines Flight 1286 from Miami to Raleigh-Durham encountered unexpected turbulence. The flight landed safely. Three flight attendants, two passengers were hospitalized, but all have since been released. More details at srnnews.com.